There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go, y'all. 1207 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Easy to get in touch with the show as well. Phone number and the text line. You'll need them this hour. 343-0106. Same number for both. 343-0106. And a reminder, too, with the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can always leave us one of those talkback messages on the front page of the app there. You'll see the microphone icon. If you press that, lets you record a message, and then zoop. That's not the noise it makes, but in my mind, zoop, it emails it to the station, and we can play it back here on the air. All right, it is the second Tuesday of the month, and that's what I'm saying. Get ready for your questions, and it's your questions for Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, our guest. Good to see you.
Good to see you, as always. One of my favorite things to do.
Well, I enjoy this a whole bunch every month with you. I want to, before we even get into all the other questions, so question that comes up and discussed on the show a bunch is people about concealed carry permits. So yep. I had had a lengthier period, but this is my year. I'm up. So I just renewed. And to tell folks, this is the online portal thing is pretty darn easy. So good for y'all.
Yeah, it does. Makes it real simple. And, you know, I think you can do it online twice before you have to renew your photo. But it makes it quick and easy.
The renewal of the photo, I'm not real happy about that because my new photo, I look really old. My photo I had before, I looked a lot younger. So that is one problem if you want to report back that I'm not real happy that there's gray in my beard and all that kind of stuff. Not happy about that.
Well, that actually followed the similar laws with the driver's license, and this was something I recently learned. Tried to help an elderly friend of mine renew their license. I've done it for them the last couple of times. Federal government requires that they get a new photo every 8 years. So,
well, I aged a little bit there, and I, you know, they could come through. Maybe some of the tech people you have down there do the, take the gray out. And,
yeah, well, you age gracefully. You know, a lot of women like that little bit of gray.
It's good. So y'all go check out my concealed carry permit picture. Oh, by the way, too, something we talked about and I put into action because my default would be just like I've. Been with hunting and fishing license and all that is let's just get it done. Yeah, I'm going to do this forever. But knowing what our conversations have been here, I didn't do a lifetime because, and a lot of people will keep saying this, if you do the lifetime, 100% of that money goes to
State General Fund.
Goes to Montgomery, y'all.
Yep.
Doesn't come here. Now, if they do a...
5 year, or I think you can only do a 5 year and a 1 year now.
Yeah, and I did a five. So yeah. the five, that money comes back to my county.
It stays
here to the
local.
Sheriff's. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's just something that y'all, you know, that's just, I mean, you would think it, and I know we talk about this a lot, but I think there's a lot of people like me that would just go, well, heck, I'll just do the lifetime.
Yeah.
But if you want that money for the concealed carry permit to come back to Mobile County Sheriff's Department, or if you're in Baldwin County to that Sheriff's Department, you do not choose the lifetime.
That would be our preference, you know, and that money goes back into the community. There are, you know, things we do with it with sponsorships with schools, and we can buy vehicles with it occasionally, or not as much anymore. A lot of it is spent on training, and that we're not given what we ask for in our budget, so we supplement it, you know, with those funds.
And I guess while we're on the subject here, too, to remind folks, they'll say, well, you know, I don't have to have it in Alabama. There are some benefits to having it. First of all, intrastate, but interstate, it's very important if you want to travel with your concealed carry weapon. If, you know, I wouldn't imagine you can go on a trip and not take it with you. You've got to have it.
You do, and you know, last thing you want to do is be on a family vacation and go through a state that you know where you have to have one, and
you don't
end up ending your vacation
very quickly.
You know, and also you can use a permit in lieu of the NICS check when you purchase a weapon.
If you're, and you know, it'd be like you've said before, if you got like a, people say, well, the NICS checks are not going to take long. Well, if your name is John Smith, it could take
days.
Yeah.
So. At a minimum.
Yeah. So there, just another benefit. But there's a benefit, you know, going to another state. That's one that mostly stays in my mind. But yeah, there's a benefit in state as well. All right. So, I mean, we can get more questions on concealed carry, but I just wanted to go through that one since I just did the renewal process on that. A couple questions here if we get started, as we get started. This person, somebody had asked me about this last week and I didn't know. And they're asking again, what was going on in Tanner Williams last week? Was there something?
There was. We had a SWAT call out. It was a domestic related call. By the time you know a perimeter was set, we believed that the subject was inside the house, but he had escaped the house prior to having a perimeter set.
Okay, so that was what was going on.
That, yep.
Now, how does SWAT work? Do you have? I mean, MPD has SWAT, but Sheriff's Department has SWAT as well, or is it combined?
No, we have our own SWAT team that, you know, and it's strange because, you know, the event they're talking about was the day of Executive Day, and they were up to do their demonstration and got the call out. So we had to hurry the demonstration. There wasn't really supposed to start just yet, and then we had to get them on the road.
But, oh, wow. But
we have our own SWAT team, and we have our own Bearcat, and
you know, now, people say, I do know, but what's a Bearcat?
It's an large armored vehicle, and, you know, we use it to, you know, make entry into a home or, you know, block in a vehicle if need be. It's got a long arm that we can punch through a wall or a door, deploy gas if we need to. So it keeps the deputies safe.
And deputies that are inside are protected because
it's armored.
It's armored.
Yep.
So they can go up to that building, that place, and breach it that way.
Correct.
Okay, so the Bearcat, I got to imagine, so when that deploys, does it get on a trailer? I mean, I'm asking nerd questions here, but does it get on a trailer, or can you run that thing fast enough to get there?
Yeah, we drive it down the interstate, you know, however we need to go.
Which is like some of those things are, you know, slow.
Yeah.
I've seen,
this one, you know, you're not going to run 70 miles an hour in it, but you know, you can get where you need to go.
All right. Also, I don't know, this question kind of said, any suppressor updates? I don't know, really.
I'm hearing that it'll be January before anything's done, but I'm just hearing that from the firearms community.
That's what I've been watching. So with the big, beautiful bill, you know, they're trying to remove the tax stamp entirely from that, and they couldn't because the nature of that bill is not about policy, it's about money. So they've now made it not cost you, but you still have to go through the process.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, that's mine as well. One thing I've just pointed out here, though, to folks, that if you start thinking about, okay, and I get it, I like to save money too. I mean, the $200, and I got mine this last year, my tax stamp. But when I'm talking to people who are selling suppressors, saying there's going to be a real run on them because people are getting them in, like, on layaway, I guess, you know, hey, I don't have my tax stamp yet, but I want that, you know, I want that suppressor, I want that other one, I want that rifle. They hold it. And then come January, it'll probably be January 2nd because the 1st will be a holiday that people can put in. Everybody's going to put in on the same dang day, and we may go back to the – it took me 2 weeks to get green-lighted earlier. It used to take months or years for folks.
My first one that I purchased was at the beginning of COVID. It took me 9 months to get it back.
Okay. So I got to imagine that, you know, people are going to do whatever they're going to do to save money. I get it. But at the same time, if everybody January 2nd hits the send button to get their tax stamp, it's going to be...
It'll jam up the system, I'm sure.
There it is. All right, coming back. You got more questions already in for the sheriff, and we'll get those asked when we return right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1218 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along, and good to have Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, our guest, and your chance to ask questions this hour on the text line or the phone line, 343-0106. This texter says, well, I get my photo done every year when I go to the sheriff's office to renew. The money stays here. You're right. Here's the problem is I had that long period of time before I renewed, and somehow I'm not as young as I used to be. So, texter, there you go. I've been caught up with me. Tim says, hey, Sean, ask the sheriff, where are we on our own insurance card verification process? I've been paying a fee for years to the authorities to be able to tell if I have car insurance or not on the computer, and I'm still having to carry this card, and I've been paying that tax for years.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't answer that. I'll be glad to look into it. That would be a question best directed at Aaliyah, because they oversee the driver's license and that process.
Okay, so that's state. That's a Montgomery thing.
Yep.
Okay. Thomas in Irvington said, hey, Sheriff, what can be done about people flying down Beverly Road in Irvington, and they are on four-wheelers, motorcycles, and vehicles? Thanks.
Well, I will make note of that and make sure I deploy the proper units to address that issue.
Yeah, the four-wheeler thing, like I told you one time, I mean, used to see them out kind of where I live in the county, and they don't need to be on the roadways there at all, but I was turning off Florida Street onto Spring Hill one day, and the guy in front of me gave his arm signal there for turning. It's just like regular in traffic.
Yeah, I mean, four-wheeler. When I lived in Midtown, they'd be two or three of them come flying down the street, you know, headed toward from off of Dolphin, headed toward Spring Hill. So just, you know, and unfortunately, there are so many fatalities on those things during the year, each year, that, you know, nobody wears helmets when they're on them,
right.
You know, especially when they're operating them in a manner that they shouldn't be on the roadway. And it's just unfortunate, you know, but it is illegal.
Yeah, it's and, you know, one of the things you see is that kind of riding in town, or, you know, people get them, and I've got them, so it's not like those people. ATVs, been riding ATVs a long time, but it, unless you have somewhere, a designated area to go ride it, people end up trying to, they want to run the thing. Yep. And that ends up having to run down the, you know, side of roads and all that stuff, you know, where they shouldn't be, and it's not safe.
Yeah, I mean, just a couple of years ago, I was leaving a bank on Spring Hill Avenue, headed back to the office, and witnessed a four-wheeler driving down Spring Hill Avenue, wasn't paying attention, stopped traffic. And, you know, I was two cars behind him, and he was killed. Hit another vehicle that was stopped in traffic. So,
oh, gosh.
And so it just, you know, people... They're great out in the country. You know,
well, I love them. I mean, they're great tools.
But they don't belong on the roadway.
No, 100%. All right, several questions here. Wanted your comment on the last week and the hubbub around y'all's Halloween decorations at the Birch House. People saying, any Halloween decorating tips from the sheriff?
Que decoraciones?
The missus taught you that,
which means what decorations?
Yeah, okay. So, you know, say...
You know, that my wife put those up, and they've actually been up for a couple of weeks, and someone who lives in the neighborhood, you know, took offense to it, and by no means was it made to offend anyone, and they took to social media, and it just really, you know, got out of hand with the community and the media, and, you know, most of the neighbors had no issue with it. You know, most of the people I talk to have no issue with it. You know, it was not put up to offend anyone. My wife did it. She's Cuban, you know, full-blooded Cuban. Her parents immigrated from Cuba in 1959 and, you know, came over here the right way. So, and something I say often around this issue, for any man who says they tell their wife what they can and can't do, they're either lying or they're not going to be married.
Correct. Well said, especially, you know, growing up like I did in my early years in Miami, especially a Cuban woman, you're not going to tell them anything.
No.
Okay. Let's, more traffic. So, you know, the sheriff loves this stuff, and I'm being facetious here. Are left lane campers ever actually stopped and ticketed? In other words, the people sitting, even though Alabama, we have a law now, too, to say you got to get out of there.
Well, I guess the best, I can't speak, you know, for other law enforcement agencies or even, you know, deputies on the road. I don't have a ticket book. I've not written a ticket in probably 30 plus years. However, I do frequently stop them and educate them on the law, and it sometimes goes okay and sometimes don't go well.
This is y'all are all in not his wheelhouse when it comes to traffic. This texter has asked the sheriff why people can drive down the street with an animal in their lap, but I can't hold my cell phone while driving.
That's a good question. You know, I would say that's, you know, an unsafe, you know, way to drive. Animal could fall down, get between the brakes and the gas, or, you know, anything can happen. You know, again, most of you know that, listen, traffic is not my thing.
It is not. This one from Jason. Is the sheriff familiar with the new mayors in both Mobile and Pritchard? And does he anticipate a good working relationship with both? Thanks and proud to support you.
I do. I'm looking forward to working with both of them. They obviously, I've known, you know, Spiro for a long time. And the new mayor or mayor-elect in Pritchard, you know, we began discussions months and months ago on her vision for Pritchard. Should she win? And, you know, we share some of those visions because I think she really does want to address crime and the issues with the police department in Pritchard. And so I'm looking forward to working with her.
Okay. The let's see, follow-up. Okay, no, they didn't follow up. Daniel and Foley says, I love your Halloween decorations. Tell your wife to do more. Hooray, Sheriff, another texter here for your share, for your decorations. They really need to direct that to the missus.
That's right. I'm not the creative one. You know, but it was, you know, it was a couple weeks ago. I pulled into the driveway after work, and I saw him. I was like, that's you know, it's pretty creative. And it was 100% her idea, and you know, but I support whatever she chooses to do. She's her own person.
Smart man. Also, somebody said something about jail con. Yeah, that's going on here.
Yes, we have a conference. This is our second year hosting. It's jail con, which is NIJO, is National Institute for Jail Operations.
Okay.
And this is the second year we've hosted the conference. I think there are plans to make us be the permanent host. You know, that we had about 400 attendees this time, and it was a little over 200 last year. And we did a Mardi Gras, you know, an abbreviated Mardi Gras parade last year. We're doing it again tonight. And word spread, you know, by mouth in that community on how well they enjoyed last year. So almost doubled the attendance this year.
Really? I mean, what happens? I mean, is it continuing education stuff?
It is. Or, okay. Yeah, CEUs for jail operations and, you know, the latest trends. And you know, there are vendors here with, you know, the latest things you can purchase for jail. Yeah, but the important part of it is we expose, you know, people from out of town to Mobile, and that's several hundred people we put in hotel rooms and spend money, you know, eating in downtown Mobile. There are agencies here from Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, and I want to say there's a couple from Tennessee. So
okay, so this, you said second year to host. Is it every year it's up for grabs, or do y'all have?
It started in New Orleans many years ago.
Okay.
And they kind of outgrew New Orleans and started to rotate it around. You know, I've attended a couple over in the Gulf Shores, and we kept pitching it to them to let's give Mobile a try, and they tried it last year, and absolutely. They said this year is the most successful conference that they've ever had.
Okay, good. Let's see. Michael said, how's the Pritchard crackdown going? And I would suggest that if his officers pulled over every car without a plate or out-of-date tag, you'd get a bunch of criminals off the streets.
We do that. You know, we're still very active in Pritchard. You know, we've had to also focus our attention on immigration as part of the 287G program. And so we've been very active in that. We actually got, y'all may have heard me talk about the target list of 99 subjects with felon criminal backgrounds. We got one of those this morning along with nine other people who are here illegally.
Hey, explain that again. So you get this list that I guess comes from the feds? Or
it does. Okay. It comes from the feds, and they're people from our area and who, you know, last known to be in our area. And there's people, every one of them on that list has a criminal background, you know, mostly felonies. And, you know, we go searching for them. And we got one last month. We got one this morning. And you know, a lot, and they move around a lot, so it's you know, not like we can just go get a bunch off that list at one time. There's just some intelligence work that needs to be done. But again, got one this morning along with nine other people, and so it's bouncing between that and Pritchard because it's the same unit that, that does those operations.
Oh, okay. So that and you had talked about that when you came in, too, how you had the precincts are like, I don't have the right term, but you have these areas, and then you have a response squad.
Special Operations Division is, roughly 42 deputies that we can deploy anywhere. They're 100% proactive. They don't answer calls or anything like that. They're used, for areas like Pritchard or any other area, in the county that may have an issue. We can rapidly deploy them, and most of them are some of the SWAT guys.
Okay.
So if something jumps off, they've got their gear with them already. And
And come back. I want to talk about some of the deportation numbers out there. I'll find it before we come back after the news. Eric Mackey, State Superintendent of Schools, talked about how the, I think, 2,500 maybe or more students not enrolling again this year. We talked about it, was it people doing the CHOOSE Act, but how many of those people they think were here illegally in Alabama schools are now not showing back up. We'll talk more about this with the sheriff when we return right here on Midday Mobile.
Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Your chance to ask the sheriff. We'll get right back to your questions. This segment of the show brought to you by Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. And right now, fall savings going on. I told you I took advantage of this over the last month here because the deals on Yamaha engines are fantastic. Listen, you can do the service work they're doing right now, getting everything tuned up. But if you're thinking about repowering, they're making it work for you right now. You get 5 years like on Yamaha engines. You get the 5 years of warranty. But right now, if you buy this month, they're going to add two more. So 7 years of coverage protection on those engines. In addition to that is in the world of 150 to 450 horsepower, up to a $500 dealer credit going on. You can get that ranging from, 500 on the 450s and the 350s down to, 300 on 250, 300, everything from 115 up. Also, in the small engines, I bought a new small engine the other day, up to a $700 dealer credit if you're looking at a Yamaha 25 horse, 15 to 25, 20 horse, or 2.5 to 9.9. They've got these dealer credits going on right now, Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. Find them online, bluewateryachtsales.net. You can check those deals out over there, or go see them in person on the East I-65 Service Road or at Orange Beach Marina. Deals right now on Yamaha engines at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. All right, continue our conversation with Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Get back to the text line here for you. Let's, by the way, Brian seconded. Brian said it is illegal to have a dog riding in the driver's lap in the city. I got warned by police. How'd you like to have that on your rap sheet? Man, I'd like to hire you there, Brian, but I did a little research here. And it seems like you were transporting a puppy in your lap. I don't know if we're going to be able to have you as part of our company. Gary says, or asks here, can a convicted felon have a Byrna launcher for self-protection? And thank you for your service, sir.
Have a what now?
Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. I think it's one of those, it's like a taser. I think it's a non-lethal.
To my knowledge, yes. They're just not allowed to, convicted felon's not allowed to possess a firearm. They can. And if you read the legal definition of firearm, you can own a musket loader.
Yeah, that's what I, because I know that.
Or black powder.
Saw some people that had that on their record that still hunted, but they hunted with black powder instead of centerfire rifles.
Don't know the reasoning behind that, but I've encountered that several times through the years.
Is Mobile County Sheriff's Office still getting a steady influx of MPD officers crossing over?
No, I will say we received a fair number of applications during the mayoral election. Guess people not sure how it was going to go.
Right.
And honestly, we're at a good staffing level. I only have a few openings right now, and I've
That's really good, because that's not been the story for forever.
No. I think we have maybe three, and so I'm able to be really selective on
three
who we hire. And on the enforcement side. Now, corrections, we've got about 40 openings.
But I know enforcement, you've been in here in the past, we've made numbers much higher than that.
Yes. Yep. We were around, 12 or so at one point in time. And that was around the time MPD was giving some bonuses and stuff to keep people, on board, which is great. So I've really made a practice the last couple of years of sending new hires through the academy. And that way, you bring somebody in at ground level, you got no bad habits to break. And it's kind of complicated to get into the weeds, but you hire somebody, say, that's been at MPD for 10, 12 years, they're at a much higher rate of pay that you have to bring them over. And I've got deputies maybe been there 5 or 6 years, and you bring somebody brand new and they're making several dollars an hour more than them. It really affects morale.
Right.
And so I've tried to get away from that. Now, there are some occasional hires that if people have a particular expertise that we're looking for, then, I'll hire them. But for the most part, we're hiring brand new. Actually created a cadet program, last year, where we can hire them at 18 years old. They rotate through the department, different, divisions, patrol, crime scene, the jail. And then when they turn 21 and go to the academy, they've got all this experience and exposure to what they'll be doing at the sheriff's office. And it just makes for a better deputy.
Yeah, I've wondered about this, too. I was looking at military recruitment numbers are back.
Yep.
Right. They're change of the White House, change, SecDef, whatever. But you think that's
probably apply this to both the military and I will say with most of the agencies around Mobile and the sheriff's office, when you've got your troops that know you have their back, then you're going to have interest in being employed in those areas. And I think that's what has happened with the military. They know that they've got an administration who has their back.
This next text from Billy D said, on a lighter note, ask the sheriff what his favorite thing to eat at Judy's is. That's all I'm there yesterday. I guess maybe I saw you.
If you saw me often enough, you would know I get the same thing every time, crab claws. They have the best crab claws anywhere around.
Yeah, everybody goes, I hear about that all the time. Everybody out having lunch. I do this radio show during lunch. I miss out on all that.
Well, with Judy's now, you need to get there between 10:30 or 11, or you're gonna be waiting a while. So,
okay.
So if you battle after, do you think 11,
I could
15,
go? I could go early and make the show still. All right. Chad says, I had the ability to do the quote use of force end quote simulator last week with some great folks from the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. I know you talked about it before on air, Sean, but I wanted to say it's eye-opening, and we're all grateful for the sheriff, for Sheriff Birch, praying for him and his deputies doing great work.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's the story we like to tell. Like, I scored really great until I pulled over this F-150 and the guys wouldn't show me their hands. And I backed up in that room, the old room there, backed up the whole way until I hit the cinder block wall in the back, and then I shot everybody.
Well,
up to that point, I was like scoring through the roof, and then there's like, you shot them. I was like, I had nowhere else to go. I had backed up the in the room.
The simulator's fun. Going through the shoot house where you actually get shot with some munitions, that's what will get your attention.
If I didn't have that, now I got to go back for that. Bob says, do you need a permit, so I guess concealed carry permit, in other states that don't require a permit and vice versa?
No, if the other states don't require one, then you wouldn't need one either.
I'm trying to think what states, but I don't know. And I've always told folks before you travel, there's more than one website out there. You can go and find out, are we fully reciprocal with that state, half reciprocal or not?
Yeah. I'll just give you an example. My wife last year had to travel to Colorado a good bit. And every state, which, she obviously has a permit, but every state that she traveled through was reciprocal except New Mexico.
That's one you have to go real fast through.
we actually sent her around it, which added a couple hours to the trip, but why take a chance? Those were trips I was not able to go on, so I'm not going to let her go unarmed.
Right.
She owns probably more guns than I do.
Well, but that's something worth checking. People will say, hey, I don't need a concealed carry permit in Alabama. Okay, but if you are going to travel, you got one. And then even if you have one, you have to do the checking. For me, it's Eastern Seaboard stuff, and there's places where I've got to avoid.
Yep.
You know, and like you could say, well, that's wrong, but they make the laws there.
They do. And, you know, I would like to see one day there be a federal concealed carry permit, mm-hmm. and where you're good anywhere in the United States. And but just because of some of those other states, New York, New Jersey, all that, just don't California don't see that ever happening.
I hope to see over here. I know talking to your compatriot Sheriff Lowry in Baldwin County, they've got a business there in Baldwin County that's putting on a course for people who want to, you know, carry a gun.
Yep.
I thought that was great. It's not required in our state, but, you know, over the years, whether you're in here or I'm just talking, I get questions about that. Hey, Sean, I'd like to conceal carry. I'd like to carry. I need to get educated on
this. And we offer that as well. You go on our website. It's free of charge.
How's this work?
And, yeah. And just go to the website, sign up. You know, once we get, you know, I think they'd like to do about 15 to 20. And, you know, you go free of charge. You do one day of classroom and then another day on the range.
And you get to shoot some different
exactly.
weapons. Yep. Which is, like, if y'all didn't realize, you don't get to test drive guns. So go figure out whether you want a, you know, a revolver, what caliber
right.
you want. You want a semi-auto.
Care what they're comfortable with.
Right, and you don't have that option at the store.
Nope.
You got to go somewhere. Okay, so that's through the website. We're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile.
KRG News 5, I'm Devin Walsh. Several streets in downtown Mobile will be closed tonight for a Mardi Gras-style parade. The good times get rolling tonight at 6:30 as one of the events during the JailCon Law Enforcement Conference. The parade will start at Church and Royal Streets, go down St. Francis, and loop around back to Royal. The conference began yesterday and wraps up tomorrow. The Jubilee Festival of Arts is back for its 37th year. This year will be held on Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4 at Lot Park on Main Street in Old Town Daphne. You can buy art, enjoy live entertainment, food, and even a kids' art park. Instagram has announced a new policy aimed at protecting kids online. Starting today, teen users will only be able to see content on the app that's similar to what they might see while watching a PG-13 movie. The platform will hide or limit mature or sensitive content to those under 18. Devin Walsh, WKRG News 5.
There's an elephant on Fowl River Road in Theodore, and right behind it, Waller Canine, where good dogs learn great behavior. From boarding to training, Waller Canine offers it all, including Camp Pup, a two-week stay and train to start your puppy off right. Or go further with our four-week obedience program and our six-week advanced off-leash training. We're Waller Canine, behind the elephant. Fowl River Road, Theodore. Book your dog spot now at WallerCanine.com.
Do you like following your favorite high school sports teams? Do you want to know more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders? Do you want a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests? If you answered yes, you should be reading The Call News. Since first published in 1897, The Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and continues to be ranked as one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. Purchase The Call News at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K's. And if your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. If you want The Call News delivered to your home, we can do that too, for less than a dollar per week. Call us today, 251-866-5998. That's 251-866-5998. Or visit us online, thecallnews.com, and get connected to The Call News.
College football is here, the NFL is going, and we are ready to talk all about it, which is exactly what we'll do each and every Saturday morning, beginning at 10 a.m. for Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show, presented by McConnell Automotive. No shenanigans and hassle-free buying. Also presented by All Weather Roofing, the number one roofing company in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Hi, everyone. This is Randy Bergen. Be sure to join me and the gang every Saturday morning, beginning at 10 a.m. for Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
1248, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. A good time to check in with my buddy Blaine Price at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. RTVs, hunting season here. How's your inventory looking?
We're looking good on the RTVs right now, Sean. We've got them in the gas and the diesel models, two-seaters and four-seaters, and a couple different color options. One right now that seems to be the hottest is the camouflage pattern. So we got them in stock. Come by, see us. We'll be happy to help. Still, Kubota's offering that low interest and zero interest financing on these RTVs right now.
What about rental? What's going on there?
Rental, we've been having our weekend special where you pick it up on Friday afternoons, return it back to us Monday morning. As long as you keep 10 hours or less on the machine, you only be charged for one day instead of two. So with that, our weekends have been pretty busy with rental. A lot of people taking advantage of that, whether they're going to the hunt camp or whether they're just doing a project at home. That deal qualifies on every bit of the equipment in our rental fleet. So definitely if you're in need of a piece of equipment to knock out a project or go plant food plots, come by, see us, take advantage of this deal.
All right. Tell folks how to find you.
We're right here at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale, on Highway 59. Come by, see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 8 till noon. You can give us a call at 251-947-4171 or visit us online at parrishtractor.com.
Thank you, Blaine.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. Let's get back to our conversation with Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. I did find the story here during one of the breaks. I'd mentioned you were talking about deportation. You're talking about the 99 on the list. Y'all have gotten two of those now?
Two so far.
And then, like, the deportation numbers from Mobile County, Baldwin County, been as a portion of the state, I think this has been the biggest area, right?
It has been. You know, there was a story a month or so ago, maybe 2 months ago, that Mobile was leading the state, you know, in the mm-hmm. efforts. And, you know, some people like it.
Is that effort or is that number of people here? Which, I mean, I know there's, you can't know who's out there, but you're feeling, you've done this long enough.
Well, again, we're out there being proactive. And so when you encounter folks, and we base a lot of these enforcement actions based on call-in complaints. You know, there's a couple of neighborhoods right off airport that, you know, people have called and said, look, you know, there's this house at this address. You know, there are people there that, you know, I'm pretty sure are illegal. They're in and out all night, and there's vans and trucks coming around all the time. And, you know, that information has been productive thus far. So, you know, and I'll tie that with any complaint. If we get a crime tip of some type, we follow up on each and every single one, regardless of what the subject or topic is.
Yeah, I can imagine there's been those where you get a call from somebody who doesn't say, like, I don't know if this is even worth y'all checking out, but yeah. And then you check it out, and it's big.
Often plan turns out to be something, yeah.
And the story I was looking for, but this is y'all, I think we talked about this late last week on the show, but so State Superintendent Eric Mackey of schools came out and said, here's the number, 5,700 students that were enrolled in the previous school year did not enroll in public school for this school year. Now, they said out of that, the overwhelming amount, the more than 50%, took part in the Choose Act and went to other schools, but they said 2,100, y'all, unaccounted for. And I got to imagine, and they say in the story about number of people that they said Hispanic students in different areas, but that's significant if they didn't go because the people self-deported or whatever, 2,100.
Yeah, you know, a lot of them may have self-deported or gone to, you know,
or somewhere else,
sanctuary yeah. city type locations where, you know, they feel safer, and you know, I sympathize with the children, you know,
'cause sure they didn't do
they didn't
wrong.
Put themselves in that situation.
Nope.
You know, but you know, we have to look out for U.S. citizens first, and you know that when they're here illegally, they're a drain on our economy, on our school system, on our welfare system, and you know just. Go back and come the right way, and that solves all the problems.
That's a whole other conversation I've had for a long time that I would like to see change the immigration system and open up more quota for people from south of our border.
Absolutely,
get in.
And make the process faster.
Do both things. Enforce this law because you've got to have a border. You've got to have law and rule of law. At the same time, Congress say, you know what? The fact that there are so many people who want to get in here to do these jobs, maybe we need to rethink how many people, you know, can come here legally.
Yep, And I agree with that wholeheartedly.
You know? All right, let's go to the phones. Freddie is in Mobile. Freddie, you're on with Sheriff Birch.
Good afternoon, guys. Great show as always. And good afternoon, Sheriff. Appreciate the job you and your deputies do every day.
Well, thank you, Freddie.
I got to thinking about, you said something about reciprocity a while ago, and it made me think. I heard here a while back, and I don't know if this is true, but Alabama motorcycle license is no good in Florida because we don't have a skills evaluation.
I have never heard of that. You know, and I could certainly ask some of my trooper friends, but I've never heard of that. A driver's license is a driver's license. You know, I guess you could apply the same thing to a boat license. You know, I take my boat down in southern Baldwin County. I take it over to Florida and have been checked a couple of times. There's never been an issue. So I would find that hard to believe, but, you know, I guess anything's possible.
Well, I just heard it because, as you know, there is no skills eval in the state of Alabama, so to get on a motorcycle, which is blame blowing to me, but because Florida has the type of law that they do that requires people to take a course, they've ended reciprocity with Alabama.
Yeah, I'll be glad to find that out. And I'll get back with Sean and have that answer for you, but I don't know it off the top of my head. You know, I know when I bought my Harley years ago, you know, I went through the course because I wanted to feel like I had the skill set I needed to safely operate it. So.
Right.
Hey, thank you, Freddie. Sir. Hey, thanks, Freddie, for the call. You know, that kind of comes back to what we were saying about, taking a course. Somebody wants to conceal carry or just carry. Taking a course. Not required, not mandatory, but... I think it's a good thing.
I think it's a real
somebody
good thing.
Somebody chooses to do that. You're choosing to have responsibility. You know, you get a new whatever. You're like, hey, how do I operate this thing?
Yeah, and the sheriff's office offers a free course. You just go online and sign up. And once they get enough people for the class, they put it on. You'll be notified. Yeah, but, you know, I've said this before. I think everybody who can legally carry a gun should carry a gun to protect themselves and their families. But also carry that gun safely. Mm-hmm. The last thing you want to do is need it, not be familiar with it, end up hurting yourself or someone else that you did not intend to hurt.
Correct. And this conversation probably doesn't, the 99% of people get it, but over the years doing this job, these stories will come up and somebody say, well, I'd have shot so-and-so. And I'd say, well, you'd be a murderer.
Yeah.
Just because you don't get to just, and you talked about it, there's a class day and a range day. I mean, there's a lot to take in the law about this. I mean, this is our Second Amendment right to carry it, but how you use it is based in law.
And you know, part of that class is the legal responsibilities of using a firearm should you need to.
You know what? This came up last week. Somebody was asking about, you know what? It came up after the Montgomery, the situation, the shootout up there in Montgomery, yeah, about alcohol and concealed carry permits. There's some language to that.
There is. There's, you know, and I don't want to quote it off the top of my head, but there's also language with using a firearm when you're intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's always a bad recipe.
Correct.
And
you never said, here's a great idea.
Yeah, it's always a bad recipe when you mix any intoxicant with carrying a firearm.
And people, it also, I mean, it's a conversation we've had, but it came up. They said, well, what if they wanted to tell people they can't carry in a certain place? A place can do that if you have a armed person there and a magnetometer and all that.
Exactly.
You can do that.
There are requirements if you're going to impose those type of rules. You know, you have to have either security in place or the magnetometer to where everyone has to, you know, be checked. And you know, again, I'll say again, I think everybody who can legally carry one should carry one as long as they feel comfortable with it. And you know, it's a huge responsibility.
This is barely giving you enough time for this, but let's try to get this one. Unnamed texture said, I need a pistol for travel. Do I need to buy a permit? Would that be the best route to go? And do I keep it completely concealed? What would happen at a traffic stop, etc.?
That is a multi-part answer. However, you know, a concealed is always the best way to carry one, because you don't want the bad guy to know you have one.
Yep.
But it also needs to be accessible. If it's way over in your glove box and you need it when you're at a traffic light, it does not do you any good.
That's right. And yes, if you are traveling, like out of state, you need to get that permit.
I would recommend it.
Yeah. Well said. Sheriff, good to see you.
All right. Always good to be here.
All right. Hour number two on the way. News is next.